All right, young lady, would you come and stand up here with me for a moment? And young lady, would you come and stand here? And if I would ask you to put your hand in the box, you come over here, put your hand in the box. Not in the box, I'm sorry, on the handle, sorry. Okay, can you hold that? You got it, both hands? Okay, young man, I know that you have glasses and you're looking very intently. Besides the word Cub Foods, what's the other words that you see on that box?
Lost and found.
Lost and found, okay. I think you're looking in there like, did you lose something? No, okay. All right, thank you for that. Okay, however, there are some things in there because this is the lost and found box from St. Thomas Becket Church. So, young lady, Claire, would you come up here? Just kind of pull something out of here and let's see what we got in here in our lost and found box. What do we got here? Pull out whatever you want. Show it to people. Oh, you want to turn around? Can you read the words on there? This is amazing.
Wild about Jesus.
Wild about Jesus. Okay. So somebody lost a little animal. Wild about Jesus. Okay. Young man, why would you come up here? No? You sure? No? Want to come together? Come on together. Okay, you can go sit down. All right. Pick something else out of there. Something else in there that you can see. What do you got in there? Oh, what do you got there?
What is that?
Who is that?
Minnie.
Oh, it's a little Mickey Mouse? Yeah. Okay, you can put that back in. Okay, let's have one other person. Victoria, come on up here and pick something else out of there and let's see what else we got in there. Oh boy, what do we got there?
A hat. No.
Okay, we don't know what it says. Yep. Bentleyville. Stocking hat, wrong title by the season. We don't want that. So we got a whole box of lost and found stuff. And maybe this is important to some people and maybe it's not. But let's think about this. If you could say, there's one thing I do not want to lose. There's something that is really important to me and something I really love, something I don't want to lose, and I don't want it to end up in this box. What would it be? What would be one of the things that you would not want to lose?
Like, instead of the dog, you could use the dog as a dog toy. Doesn't want to lose it, you know.
You could lose something that you got from Santa.
Okay. Ready? What do you don't want to lose?
Your favorite toy.
Okay, you don't want to lose your favorite toy. What else do you not want to lose?
My favorite stuffed animal.
My favorite stuffed animal.
My backpack.
Your backpack.
An item of clothes.
An item of clothes.
Your dog.
Okay, you don't want to lose your dog. I don't want to lose my dog either.
My teddy bear.
Okay, so those are things that you love that are really important to you that you don't want to lose. So we're not going to get them in here. Did you have another one?
My homework.
Oh, your homework. Even though I never had a dog, I told the teacher the dog ate the homework, so no. Okay, ladies, you can put that down for now. And now I'll come back to you, but I want to talk to the other people for a moment. So we hear the young people talk about what's important that they don't want to lose. We have the things in here that are just items. But there's another container that is a part of what it is that we want to make sure we don't lose what's in it. And that is ourselves. For within each of us are not material things, but they are people, they are relationships, they are faith, they are the things that are within us that we don't want to lose. A couple weeks ago, the staff had a dinner party that was hosted by some parishioners. And as part of that, one of the individuals had us do an exercise. It was based off a book called One Word That Will Change Your Life. This is not pop psychology. This is not something that is just made up for a few people. These words are what struck me. There is a word that's meant for each one of us. A word based on where we are in our lives and where God wants to guide us. Where God wants to guide us. So the person who was hosting the dinner said, "What might be your one word?" And I thought about it for myself, and the word I came up with was the word engage. Not engaged, like getting engaged to get married, okay? But it was engage. And the reason that word came up is because I have experienced losing connection with people in my life. I began to realize that I wasn't calling, setting up, getting together. I wasn't taking the time to reconnect with people. And I was losing that in my life. And the word that I found was the word engage. So I took that word, as we were invited to, and put it on like a little coaster. It sits on my table in the kitchen. I see it every morning, I see it every evening, I see it other times during the day, reminding me that I have to find the reconnection with the people that I have lost because of various reasons. Each of us experiences moments in our lives when we lose. We might forget people. We might lose an opportunity. It might be that we have lost and wasted a day. It might be that we have not made that phone call. Or that maybe we lose sleep because of our worry and we forget to turn it over to God and ask God to be there with us. When Jesus uses the example in the gospel of the sheep and the coin, he's reminding us that there are treasures in our life that are important. And they are the relationships and the faith and the God in our life. And he's reminding us to not lose those. To keep reminding us that we need to reconnect and find those. Those are the treasures that are in our life. And we have experiences of when we find. We find health after an illness, when we can walk again, when we can eat again, when we feel good again. We find that precious gift of love in our lives that we thought was gone. We find that care of the person in our life who loves us. We find in our life that God who says, "I'm faithful to you, I will always be with you." We have moments of finding in our life. Boys and girls, you told me about some things you don't want to lose. So let's say you did lose them, but you did find them. You find them under your bed. You found them in the bottom of your backpack. You found them under your dirty clothes pile. How would you feel if that thing you lost, all of a sudden you find it? How would you feel if you found that very special thing in your life? How would you feel if you found that? What would you think? I'll be right there.
Surprised.
Excited.
Surprised, excited.
Ecstatic.
Ecstatic, okay.
Happy. Grateful. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Okay. But you would. You would feel all of that. And remember what Jesus said in the reading. Then when we lose something and we find it, we're joyful. We're glad, we're excited, we're happy. So for all of us, that's the way that God feels when we rediscover the treasure and gift that we have lost in our life. God's excited because God gave that to us, and God doesn't want us to lose it. God wants it to be back into our lives, and that's why God is excited, and Jesus talked about the joy of finding that which was lost. And so for our prayer, is there a value, a virtue, a relationship that you need, I need, to reconnect with? That God is calling each of us, as I believe God called me, reconnect. Reconnect with the people that you haven't been connecting with. What's God going to say to you this week in answer to that question? So boys and girls, thank you. And now if we would all stand, and I'm going to ask all the adults to stand. I'm going to ask them to take their gather book. And on the inside cover is the Apostles' Creed. And we're going to pray that together. So let's begin. I believe.